Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This morning, they were conducting a peaceful protest where it's at the North Penn Educational Service Building, 401 East Hancock Street in Lansdale. And this is North Penn United just calling for people to peacefully protest, to bring signs, to be respectful, but to focus on the, quote, safety of our children, transparency on the findings and accountability for staff and leaders, and to make a change, to call for change. So what we're talking about here is we're talking about what happened last Wednesday. And I know that board director Jonathan Cassa is being called out. Why wasn't the board director, some are asking, Jonathan Cassa? He spent his career working to make schools a safe place for students. Why wasn't he at the board meeting the other night when everybody met Thursday night to talk about this 12-year-old girl who her head was, I mean, she was beaten, she was brutalized, she was ambushed and attacked from behind in the school cafeteria in her middle school. And we're learning more about that. Many of you had called, and I do appreciate you, but if you attended today's peaceful protest, I do ask you, please call in 855-839-1210. We also know that that accused attacker, the 13-year-old who reportedly has a long juvenile record and a history of violence and or threats, that individual is in a juvenile court this morning and facing charges, among other things, of aggravated assault. So this is a middle school attack. And in my humble opinion, this is a case where it seems that what they do sometimes, and we saw this in Loudoun, remember this in Virginia, when they had an accused attacker, a violent kid, a boy wearing a skirt, went into the girl's bathroom, was accused of sexually assaulting a girl. And remember, there were people who had said, oh, they were hooking up in the bathroom. Nope, they weren't. And then we learned in Loudoun County in Virginia, in that case, where parents, remember this, the dad who was a plumber by profession was shamed by the school superintendent, who then was fired, and there were lawsuits and all of that. But remember what they did. They tried to shut it down. They tried to shut down even the victim's parents, shaming the father, dragging him out of a school board meeting. Remember that? And then we learned a similar narrative, that was a student who had been accused of violence in the past, had been accused of violently assaulting another kid. They transferred the kid. Then that situation was all stifled and shut down. And quietly, that school district in Virginia had transferred that boy to another school, where he then dragged a girl, a female student, into a classroom and assaulted her. And even then, even when that happened, the accused attacker's mother had tried to victim shame and victim blame. It didn't work. The truth all came out. And I think that's what parents here are saying. Don't let this kind of narrative repeat itself. why would they transfer any child, or, you know, this is a 13-year-old, why would they transfer anybody to another school where all of the teachers are now in the dark, the teachers, the administrators? It would appear that the teachers at the school did not have a sense of the alleged violent past of this person. And so now you have these unknowing victims, these potential unknowing victims, unknowing teachers who have no clue what they're in for. That's what appears to be the case here locally. And so it's a narrative that we see across the country, rather than the transparency, or rather than just trying to meet the needs of kids who clearly have mental health troubles. Get them the help they need, because think about this from wherever your politics lies. Think about this. That 13-year-old who apparently now is being transferred, and that's the report we have, this is a student who has now identified, it's a biological boy identifying as a girl, transferred from middle school to middle school. That kid now is facing serious charges. That kid now, these are very serious aggravated assault charges. And now this kid potentially may spend at least 5 more years in a juvenile center. So now they've doomed, because of partisan politics, because nobody wants to deal with it. They've doomed the alleged attacker, right? This person's going away. They're in a juvie facility until at least 18, maybe longer. But nobody wants to deal with the issue, because it's a political hot potato as well. And so they just pass it along until finally and tragically this individual really hurts somebody. That's how I see it. 855-839-1210. But in the meantime, guess what? They put kids' lives in danger. And now what happens? The lawyers, and Zioli always says, the lawyers always win, right? Now you're going to see the victim in this, a 12-year-old girl, unsuspecting, and by all accounts, what I'm hearing, a much smaller, physically a smaller, less powerful kid. She's 12 years old. And then you have, she's up against a teenage boy who's much bigger in physical stature, comes up, comes up from behind, ambushing her with a large metal object, stainless steel object, and according to witnesses, repeatedly slamming that victim in the head, cracking open her skull. She's rushed to the hospital, blood everywhere. We have two pieces of audio, and this is making international news because, by the way, the rest of the world thinks we are crazy. So let's begin with a piece of audio that maybe you haven't heard, and from the school group from the North Penn District. But listen, this is let's start with a little girl. So this is a little girl who, by the way, was number two on the hit list, because there was a hit list. So listen to her as she courageously talks about this and tells the grown-ups what's going on.
This was a teenage boy who beat on a little girl. I call it what it is. I don't care. Don't look at me like that, Mr. Fusco. You're a father. What if that was your daughter? What if that was your daughter? And I'm sorry, I didn't want to be here. I'm here because people reach out to me. I'm here because apparently too many people are afraid to just say that. Men and women are different, all right? Whatever you want to do as an adult, God bless you, that's fine. You have that right. But let kids be kids. Let them make that decision later in life when it's appropriate. All right. Men and women are not the same. Our hormones are not the same. Our strength is not the same. Our aggression is not the same. How come none of the articles said that it was a boy attacking a girl? How come half the people here kept switching between he and she? And again, I have nothing against any type of community, but what's right is right and what's fair is fair, and that's not cool. And if this kid was protected simply because they were trans and not because of any other reason, that's not cool. They have a violent past. The same thing happened. I watched as you attack people. The mayor of Lansdale attacked people during Eric Torres or Antichrist hiring. You said nothing about, oh, it's full of bigotry. There was like four or five parents who just spoke their mind, and the rest of the crowd was Antichrist crowd screaming obscenities and cursing at people. That's your crowd, buddy.
So maybe the blessing, the silver lining in this horrific situation is maybe this will awaken parents who thought, well, we should always be kind, and this is about book bans, or this is about respecting all different kinds of people. That's not what this is about. That's really not what it's about. It's about protecting children in a school, and it's about a mental health crisis that we're seeing. And if a kid is suffering a mental health crisis, and I don't care how they identify, that's not the point. The point is, if they're suffering a mental health crisis, if they're acting out, and back in the day, that's what school counselors and teachers, they used to call it. They would say, so-and-so is acting out, right? That's what it's about. If someone's acting out and they're making threats, you need to extract them from the greater school environment for the greater good and the safety of all the children. But in fact, I think people are so paralyzed. I think school, even teachers or counselors who they're calling out now, are paralyzed by maybe being intimidated by the administration, feeling like, if I say something about this and I turn in a student who is making violent threats, but that individual happens to be identifying a certain way, maybe I'll lose my job. I think there is such a level of intimidation and just people who are paralyzed due to partisan politics that they're not just keeping their focus. They're not doing their jobs, which is number one, to make sure kids are safe in school. So we've been talking about this since last week when these emotional students and parents packed the North Penn School Board meeting Thursday night after that 12-year-old girl was violently attacked at Pembroke Middle School, one of the middle schools in that region. This is Montgomery County suburbs, and these are affluent suburbs, and these are involved parents. So now listen to this other 12-year-old girl. She was number two on the hit list. She could have been the one being rushed to the hospital, but you know, she was number two on the list. Maybe she was next. So here she is, bravely, and you hear her. She's not just reading from a script, by the way. She has a piece of paper. She's written some of her thoughts, but in part, she's reporting to the grown-ups what's going on. And she's also refuting some of the lies being spewed by authorities. This is a child telling the truth. And I'll tell you what, this, you know, I get choked up. This is a little kid. This is a child. Maybe you have a child or grandchildren this age. Think about how shy kids are. I think of, my goodness, my teenage boys. You know, it's not easy getting up in front of a packed, emotional group of mostly grown-ups. And here she is facing them, and she is speaking the truth, not her truth, the truth. I want you to hear her.
Wednesday morning, I went to the guidance counselor and told her, since I was second on the hit list, knowing that there was something going to happen, because there was a girl she was targeting every day at lunch. And they would go to the counselor and tell them every day that this is going to happen. And Wednesday, I went with two others, and each of us filled out a whole paper full of what's going to happen and why it's going to happen. And then I went to chorus and I was told, watch your back. He is going to come for you and this other girl at lunch. And when I was at lunch, I was terrified. And I told Miss Fattori that was happening. And she said, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. And early that morning, I was told I was not going to see Mel for the rest of that week. But I was in lunch, and all of a sudden, I just hear all this screaming and everybody running. And I see Mel running in after somebody, and everyone's screaming and running. But the girl who got attacked didn't see it because she was faced backwards. And all of a sudden, you just hear these terrible, like, loud bangs of the Stanley bouncing off her head. And then you see Mel grabbing her hair and hitting her against the table and just repeatedly hitting her with the Stanley. There was blood going everywhere. I was the table right behind it, and all you see is blood everywhere. And it was just, and then you say in your email that it was 8 minutes, but we timed it. It was 28 minutes. And we had to sit in there and watch them clean up her blood off those tables and ground. and we had to watch them take her out with blood dripping down her face, and I will never forget that. And laying in bed last night, I just kept repeating it in my head, and we shouldn't have had to sit there and just watch them clean up her blood with the mop, watch her repeatedly yelling that I'm going to murder you, and just hitting her with a Stanley. And I don't get how, that you couldn't have stopped it. It was 5 hours from when I told you it was going to happen, and when it happened, it was 5 whole hours. I don't get how you couldn't have stopped that.
So here she is speaking. You believe her, right? She was right. She is an eyewitness. She's a whistleblower. And she's, and thank you, Jamie Cohen Walker, who's also on social media talking about this and thinking about Central Bucks. So there are a lot of parents out, and maybe you're not in Montgomery County, but other school districts talking about this kind of thing. Many people are saying, is there not a resource officer in this district where the dollars being allocated? And then the reports that, there was swift action.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You hear this child saying, no, it was not quick action. I know another parent, Robert, is saying, tell your kids, call police. Call your parents, because the schools will do nothing. Call both state and local. Susan on social media saying this is absolutely unbelievable. And many of you, I know, are being brought to tears as you hear this girl's voice. I thank you for all your messages. But it's about trust, right? It's about trust. And these kids have lost trust now. They're in school and they're thinking, my God, I'm not protected here. Whatever happened to, you know, thinking about a safe space? A lot of kids now, and this little girl, I just want you to imagine for a moment, if that 13-year-old accused attacker, just picture this and bear with me. A 13-year-old in a school cafeteria, this is the headline, wearing a red MAGA hat, runs after another 12-year-old little girl from behind, ambushes her, and repeatedly bashes her over the head to the point that her head splits open, blood spewing everywhere, that she's rushed to the hospital We learn of a hit list by a kid wearing a boy wearing a red MAGA hat, unleashing on little girls. How do you think this would be reported? It would be reported very differently. We know that. And this is what I talk about with bias by omission. Shame on you in the media, especially the national media. They're not touching the story. And none of us should expect one or the other to be reported any differently. Just report the facts and deal with individuals in schools who may have mental health issues. But this is uncalled for. And trust me, there will be lawyers circling and teachers will be fired. Teachers who probably never even had any clue or inkling that this was a situation because they were not privy to the background of this. It's a sin, as I say. But what's the impact on these kids, on these 12-year-old little girls? Wake up. If you're in the suburbs and you think, oh, this stuff that Dawn talked about, it's not happening in my school district. Oh, yeah? You better do your homework. Wake up. Because these policies and all these local elections that we talked about last fall that you think don't really matter. If you believe that the people who were not voted into place, they're mean-spirited, those Republicans, they want to ban our books. That's not, they don't want to ban. Just please, please do the homework. Look into it. Look into what they're really about. Talk about the issues. This is not about being mean. This is not about violating rights. This is not about book bans. This is about being equal and fair. It's about protecting children in school. And it's about protecting their innocence. It's about protecting their curriculum. You know, stuff like English and math and science. That's what it's about. Please don't believe the rhetoric. It's all about partisan politics. It's about a smokescreen to distract all of us from what's really important. And what really matters, it's about values. I tell you, look at it. Look at the issues. Trust me. 855-839-1210. Because it's not just your future. It's not about money or even the economy. It's about your kids and the future. It's about, yes, democracy and defending democracy, defending our kids. But not in the way that Rachel Maddow talks about. Don't believe the lies. Don't get played. Look at the facts. Demand transparency. Demand the truth, just like that little girl did. I hope she makes a difference. A peaceful protest outside with parents very upset about what's happening in the North Penn School District after that vicious, violent attack by a 13-year-old against a 12-year-old girl. That 13-year-old boy, we're told, in juvenile court, expected to be charged with aggravated assault. That going on in, this is the Lansdale, Montgomery County area. And according to Upper Gwynedd Police, this was an unprovoked attack, not a fight among girls, as was described originally by some school officials in that district. That's one of the many issues that parents are very upset about, a lack of transparency or maybe a spin on the narrative. 855-839-1210. Many of you sounding off about this. I know it's upsetting. It's violent, but there's a real push for transparency here. Want to get to Michelle, who's on the main line as well. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Dawn. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good. So, you know, I would actually even double down everything you said times 1,000. I have a kid. I'm a Montgomery County resident who has a kid in the public school of Lower Merion, and it's just as bad there. And anyone who doesn't think it is should join me in requesting the Freedom of Information Act from the last DEI meeting that they won't give us because it was such a disaster. Everything you're saying is the most important thing. What's happening on our college campuses today is a direct result of so many children, young people, not knowing which end is up. They have been indoctrinating our children into everything being on our spectrum. gender's on a spectrum. Everything's on a spectrum. Violence is justified. Everyone needs a safe space except certain people for whatever reasons they invent. And it's all, like Jordan Peterson says, meta-Marxism, that they have been plugging into these children, that when it explodes, like we're seeing on college campuses, it is death to America.
Yeah.
And this is the anti-American thing. That little girl who really brought tears to my eyes, yes, because it reminded me of a TED talk that I heard where they explained that in the New York Times during the Holocaust, on page like 38, paragraph 18, was somebody saying, I'm speaking to you from the abyss. I'm in Poland. They've killed 40,000 people in the village next to me. Please help. That's what that sounded like to me.
Yeah.
What your fight is a good fight. This is what's going to help this problem, because it's exploding on the college campuses and it's too late by then.
Yeah.
So Godspeed, Dawn, and thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. I really appreciate it. And you're right. I mean, it starts at the grade school level and it goes up. We have these middle school kids. I have to wonder someday, you know, we'll have to remember this 12-year-old girl, follow her in her journey, as we've seen so many other brave young women. You know, earlier this morning, we were talking about Paula Scanlon, for example, University of Pennsylvania. We talked about Riley Gaines, and these young women being activated, if you will, into public service, realizing the lies that are going on and the victimization that's going on, or the efforts to victimize, silence these kids, indoctrinate them. So I wonder what impact generationally this will have. For sure. I want to take so many of your calls. Can I take one more, pretty please? Anthony was like, you got to keep this. Let's go to, how about Lenny? Let's talk to Lenny. Hi, Lenny. What do you say this morning to all of this?
It's just amazing to me. At 13 years old, you could have that much, where's your mind at? To have that much hatred and violence in you, yeah, is just totally incredible. But I hate to say it, I don't want to, you know, sound barbaric, but sometimes you got to use an eye for an eye. And I would love to go to the Columbia with a bunch of Hell's Angels, park a big Budweiser refrigerated beer truck, and let my boys party with them. That place would be cleared out in 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but I will thank you, Lenny, for the call. I find it interesting that so many of you are tracking this along and even taking what's happening at a local middle school and thinking about how that relates to what happens on our college campuses. And I think that's right on the money, because a lot of people will turn around and say, well, how did this happen? Where are all these, you know, kids, wealthy white kids who are, you know, anti-Israeli, how did this happen? And you have to go back to where this began, with the root of it. And were they getting some of these messages even while they were in grade school and middle school and high school? You see what I'm saying? I think a lot of you have connected those dots. It's important to think about that for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.